This is the DX Audio Service for May 1985. Hi, I'm Fred Vobey, and welcome to Side 2 of this cassette. The 1985 National Radio Club Convention is coming up soon. Well, kind of soon, in a couple of months, that is. I've got some information to pass on to you about that. It's going to be held at the Ramada Inn, 144 Anthony Road, in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And the zip code there, by the way, is 02871. Room reservations are going to be handled by Craig Healy, so don't call the Ramada Inn for rooms. Contact Craig Healy. Rates are $55 for a single room and $65 for a double room. If you're going to be interested in a tour of Newport and the mansions, be sure to let Craig know now. He's got to finalize all that information. Banquet costs and some other things haven't yet been determined. We'll pass that information on to you as soon as possible. And when you write to Craig, be sure to send along a self-addressed stamped envelope. When is it going to happen? Labor Day weekend, of course. That's all the details we have for now. And at least with it coming up on Labor Day weekend, you'll have enough time to tell the boss that you want that weekend off, right? Craig's address, by the way, Craig Healy, H-E-A-L-Y, is 66 Cove Street, C-O-V-E, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And it's P-A-W-T-U-C-K-E-T. And his zip code is 02861. Do you have something to sell, or perhaps you're looking for something or you want to trade something? You might want to advertise it in DXChange, which is published every so often in the DX News. You want to send this information to Russ Edmunds, E-D-M-U-N-D-S. His address is 753 Valley Road in Bluebell, and that's two words, Bluebell, Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 19422. And he publishes a list in the DX News that a lot of people read. And, gee, if you have a radio that you no longer want, you might be able to get some money for it. Or if there's something you're looking for, someone else might have it and will contact you. Be sure to, of course, include your name, address, city, state, zip, and possibly a phone number so someone can get in contact with you. Now, if you're one of those persons who enjoy listening to trivia, and especially listening and air-checking radio around the United States, you sure would have got a thrill in Chicago, Illinois, about 2 or 3 weeks ago when WJMK-FM and WLS-AM had their jock reunion. This is where they brought back disc jockeys, which were very famous on the air in Chicago in the 1960s and 70s. On our telephone here, we have Phil Wayne, and Phil was in Chicago and got to listen to some of the jock reunions. Phil, did you have a chance to listen to the reunions?
Yes, I did, Fred. I caught the WJMK reunion, listened to a lot of the entire 14 hours. I ran from 6 a.m. to about 8 p.m. Some of the personalities, which were in attendance, were such radio greats as former Detroiter Joel Sebastian. Art Roberts was in. Sam Holman, who was the first program director at WLS back in 1960. Gene Taylor, who had roughly a decade as station manager at LS. Trying to think who else was in there. I think Bob Hale was in there. One of the original The Magnificent Seven. And it was a lot of interesting stuff discussed over the weekend. It was a lot of old war stories. I know from hearing the WLS reunion, which occurred the following day and on into the weekend, in which these same gentlemen were in attendance, a lot of the same stories were told. At some times, when these four were in conversation, they forgot that they were on the air, and occasionally you'd hear a four-letter word slip on through. Some really interesting stories. They were playing some bits of some old air checks. I heard, for example, Lou Jack's first moments on the Big 89, air checks of such greats as Dick Biondi, who also made a brief cameo appearance on WLS. The two weekends were very similar. primarily because of the personalities involved. I like the WLS reunion a little bit better myself because it seemed to be better prepared. They also, at points, included brief bits of air checks, primarily from the early 1960s, the, you know, the Sam Holman, Gene Taylor era. And it was really enjoyable. From my own feelings about the interview, from the feelings of a lot of the people who called in, it was just great hearing all of those tremendous personalities back again on one station.
Did you notice that one of those persons that called up was yours truly?
I didn't happen to catch that. I wasn't listening at the moment that occurred. It's quite possible that I have it on tape because I did tape several hours of the broadcast.
Unfortunately, I tried taping it here in Westland, Michigan, and the Skywave signal from WLS was, to say, a little bit noisy. And unfortunately, right when I was on the air talking with one of the WKNR personalities from 1965, which is Mort Crowley, that we had a severe fade in the signal, so I didn't get it all on tape. It was quite interesting, to say the least. What did you think of some of those the old timers getting back into radio?
It was interesting. I don't think any of them felt uncomfortable in the least. Being back on the Big 89, I know some of them have been out of radio for a number of years, and some of them had, Mort Crowley, for example, is now a news correspondent in the Washington, D.C. area. Don't remember exactly who he's affiliated with, but he's been out of radio for a number of years. In fact, he commented during the interview he doesn't even like pop music anymore. He's a classical music aficionado. Bob Hale is a TV newscaster in Lexington, Kentucky. Art Roberts was in radio until very recently and now sells computer software out in the San Francisco, San Jose, California area. Biondi, we know about him.
Did Dick Biondi ever make it to WLS? I heard that there was some question whether or not he would show up.
I heard that he was scheduled to be in the Sunday afternoon of the first weekend. And, you know, unfortunately, WLS does not put in enough of a signal to copy during the daytime here in Toledo.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting to listen to some of those old stories, especially one thing that was kind of interesting is, like I said, when I was listening to WLS and... when I called up, in fact, I mentioned to Mort Crowley that, I remember when you used to be on WKNR, and it was like, oh, geez, you remember me back then, and it was quite interesting reminiscing, and you have to wonder if perhaps their last day that they were on the air, if it really wasn't kind of a teary-eyed situation.
I would imagine that there was some emotion. I know one of the stories that kept coming up was how awestruck they were at the signal that 50,000 watt clear channel station had, how far they got out. I think it was Sam Holman who related an incident where he was on vacation in Hawaii and heard Ron Reilly completely blow the format and, you know, stopped whatever he was doing and called the station and said, "Ron, I told you not to do that."
and
Reilly just could not believe that the program director was listening, 4,000 or 5,000 miles away.
All the way from Hawaii, of all places. It was kind of an interesting thing. Now WLS, hopefully there might be someone in the Chicago area which air checked it. Do you know if anyone did air check it?
From what I understand, there's a gentleman named Tim Benko who has a company called Windy City Air Checks, and he said he's going to be taping as much of it as he possibly can. Which is a fairly sizable commitment, considering that thing's running, a good part of every day from for four solid weekends.
And I might make note at this time, Phil was kind enough to take one of my tape decks to Chicago with him and tape the WJMK reunion. And see, how many hours do you think we got on that? About 6 or 18 or something like
that? I think we've got about roughly 15 hours.
15 hours, yeah. So looks like yours truly is going to have some editing to do here in the studio.
I think so. Actually, there wasn't that much music played throughout the day. They played several records an hour, and that was about it. Most of it is dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might not keep the splicing block too hot, but you're going to go through a lot of tape.
Now, WJMK is in the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club, a FM station, correct?
Yeah, they're on 104.3 megahertz. They're the old WJEZ, WJJD FM, which ran country music and beautiful music formats the last few years.
And I don't think anybody couldn't tell us what frequency or where WLS is. I think that's probably one of the most common stations in all the U.S., the 890 on your dial. And as I recall, there's not too many radio stations on 890. There's a couple on during the day, obviously, with the breakup of the Clears, but not too many on at night. In fact, I think maybe, I'm just going off the top of my head, maybe only three or four in all the U.S.
Yeah, I've got a newspaper ad that says WLS FM 89 in it. Maybe LSFM is going to the broadcast band there.
Which newspaper did that appear in?
That was in the April 12th edition of the Chicago Tribune. There's a little magazine section stuck in the middle of the paper, and it's a tabloid size. And WLS put a full page ad in that, listing 28 of the air personalities who were going to appear over the reunion weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And, I looked at that ad a number of times and never noticed it until the other night when all of a sudden it just struck me. Instead of WLS AM 89, they put WLS FM 89.
You said, wait a second now, this isn't right. You know, it was a WROR in Boston, which is on the other side of this cassette, by the way. We have a little bits and pieces which Bob Walker put together of their reunion. Let's see, WROR has done a reunion. The WLS reunion, WJMK's reunion, just happened, a couple of weeks ago. And to my knowledge, that's the only past reunions.
Well, how about the WCBS-FM?
Ah, okay.
Can't forget that one, Fred.
Yeah, I can't forget that one. That was a great one, WCBS-FM in New York.
That's kind of the one that probably kicked a lot of this off.
I think so, and I think that might just be the reason that we're looking at a possibility of a reunion as such here in Detroit. I heard a little bit about it, that possibly the second or third week of May, there's supposed to be a reunion of, is it WKNR jocks or WKNR CKLW XYZ jocks too?
I would imagine probably they were trying to approach any of the great Detroit radio air personalities.
Mm-hmm.
People like Lee Allen, Bobby Green, a lot of the old CKLW personalities, Jim Davis, Charlie Van Dyke. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess one person that possibly won't show up, which we know as being one of the big jocks, at least of the Big Eight, is Ted Richards. And, of course, Ted works for WHND in Monroe.